Well, I think there's a lot of stuff that's going on all over the state in terms of our local contractors go out and work, not ours, but the ones that are funded by the state. They go out and work with the healthcare systems so that people who are identified, you know, in the health system, doctor's offices, hospitals, for having smoking problems that are related to a health problem they have, they try to target them for cessation. You know, and they have a lot of programs, the Great American Smoke Out, the butt stops here. We've seen a lot of things like that where people are trying to raise the consciousness among the most vulnerable population. And we still have high rates of smoking, I should note, above the 16% in our rural areas, among low-income people, among people who have substance abuse and mental health problems. So it's still a very serious problem. In fact, I have statistics in front of me that in Onondaga County, in your area, that, you know, you're above the state average among people who have lung cancer and who die from lung cancer. And that's the case pretty much upstate, above the state average.
What should be or could be the next efforts to increase prevention and cessation? I mean, I know New York has a terrific cessation hotline, and, you know, they'll pay for certain therapies and some drugs. And, like, if you want to smoke it, or if you want to quit, it's out there. But what more can be done, do you think, to either push cessation or to increase prevention? What would you like to see happen that we're not doing yet?
Well, here in Albany, we're trying to raise more money. I mean, the fact of the matter is we have over $2 billion in taxes that come in on tobacco, and we're spending only 2% of that on cessation. We've gone down. We've been cut in half from $85 million down to $39.7 million in the state budget. So we really need to not give up this fight and, you know, to have that as a goal of getting down below 10%. We also would like to restrict the access that younger people have to candy-flavored tobacco. You can go to convenience stores right behind the counter, and there's peach-flavored cigarillos. Now, these are banned as cigarettes, but not banned as other tobacco products. It's also the tax rate on those are less than on cigarettes. So we really need to equalize that and keep up the effort that we're making and use our health care as more people come into health insurance, make sure they get the cessation programs for them.